Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Yeshua the Christ, and we thank you that you are our God, that you are the lifter of our heads, the author and the finisher of our faith. So Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless us and that you keep us. We pray that you will make your face shine upon us and be gracious to us. We pray that you will lift up your countenance upon us and fill us with your peace, for you are the God of peace. We thank you, Father, for blessing us. So we ask you to destroy every false memory and every lie of the enemy, every diabolical plan, every unrighteous agreement and bad attitude, every ungodly and negative thoughts that have overcome us and engulf our minds. Heavenly Father, we ask you to cleanse our minds with the blood of Yeshua, the Christ, of all thoughts and ideas that do not conform to your will and your way and your destiny for our lives and the way that you want us to believe and think, for you have given us the mind of Christ. We ask you, Lord God, to prevent our minds from deceiving us in any way. We ask you to do all the things that you have promised long before the foundation of the earth. We ask you to give us the things according to your word in the name of Yeshua, the Christ of Nazareth. We pray thanksgiving. We give you honor and praise. We come to you, Father, asking for renewed strength and that you give us total peace as we pledge our allegiance to a holy God that can do anything but fail. We thank you, Father, that you renew our understanding of who you are daily and that you rest upon our lives and that you work your plan and purpose for our lives and that we walk in obedience to your will, your and your way. We thank you, Father, that we give our lives, that we are living sacrifices, that serving you, Father, is our reasonable service. Walking in obedience is our reasonable service, Father. That we will give you glory and honor and praise, for you are our God. We thank you, Father, that we have committed our lives and all that is within our very fiber and beings to your good work. That we, Father, turn our desires over to you. That we turn our will and our plan and our purpose, for we were created to bring you glory. We were created in your image, Father, to bring you glory. So we conform to your will and your way as we transform our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that every satanic plan of the enemy is canceled, that we have accepted Yeshua as our Savior, that Holy Spirit prays for us and quicken us, and that we hear your voice, that you are our shepherd and another's voice we shall not follow. That you lead and guide us into perfect peace, that you have given your angels charge over us, that we humbly accept that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of sound mind. So we come, Father, walking out our soul salvation in fear and trembling. We come to you in gratitude and in love and through the precious blood of Yeshua the Christ. We thank you, Father, that your word said that when we pray to you, that you will hear us as long as our will lines up with your will. Heavenly Father, your word says that every place that we go, where we speak your name and where we remember your name, you will come to us and you will bless us according to your plan and purpose for our lives. That your presence will be with us wherever we go and you will give us rest according to your word. So Heavenly Father, Jehovah, we pray that you will continually guide us and satisfy our desires and satisfy us with long life, that even in when we walk into the scorched land, you will be there. Even if we the enemy comes in like a flood, you will lift up a standard against them, and that we will be like well-watered gardens. We will be like springs of living water, who waters falls according to your word, your plan and purpose for our lives. We will be like well-watered trees, that our roots will grow deep in the understanding of who you are and whose we are, and that you will destroy every demonic spirit that comes against us, comes against our homes and our property, our businesses and the ministries that you have given us charge over, that you will encamp your angels all around us, that not one of our feet shall dash against a stone. So, Father, we thank you as we pray for clarity of understanding, that according to the blood of Yeshua, that you will wash over our minds and cleanse us of all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and your destiny for our lives. We ask you to give each and every one of us the prayers that we pray today of clarity of vision, clarity of sight and of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and understanding that you are our God and that we know your voice. And Father, we thank you that every spiritual door that needs to be open is open, and every demonic door that needs to be closed, you close it and you seal it with the blood of Yeshua. We thank you, Heavenly Father, as we plead the blood of Yeshua over our lives and over the doorways of opportunity that you have opened for us, and that you render the power of the enemy hopeless and harmless as it pertains to our lives. And we thank you, Father, that you are our Jehovah Gabor, that you teach our hands how to war in the spirit, for we battle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities that set themselves up in high places. So, Father, we ask you to let all bitterness of spirit, all emotional baggage be taken away from us, that it be made a part of Yeshua's footstool, never to re-enter our lives again. And Father, we thank you that when you told us to go to the right and we went to the left, that you did not kill us in our disobedience, but you waited patiently for our will to line up with your will. So this day, Father, as you shine the light of truth along our path, we thank you that you keep our feet on the straight and narrow. For broad and spacious is the road leading to destruction, and many are finding it, but narrow and cramped the road leading to salvation, and a very few, a remnant, is finding it. Allow us be counted among the remnant that finds your salvation, that you give us total salvation, total freedom, and total deliverance from the diabolical plans of the enemy. So this day, Father, as we anoint our children and we send them off to their various assignments, we thank you that you cover them in the blood of Yeshua, that you cancel every diabolical plan of the enemy, that you give them strategic plans on how to stay in line with you, that they don't succumb to peer pressure, that you cancel the assignment of every pedophile that stalks the schoolyard and trolls the internet, and every bully that walks the school hallways, cancel their assignment and give them a mind of Christ. And we thank you, Father, for your anointing. We thank you for your spirit of understanding as you sit and dwell down inside of us, as we pray for our brothers and sisters all over the world, that we stand on the rampart as intercessors and watchmen to hear and see what you will say concerning your people. And then, Father, we will go with a swiftness to tell your people your plan and purpose. Give us, Father, the spirit of the sons of Issachar, that we know your timing and your season, that we are your ecclesia, that we are your ambassadors of the kingdom here on this earth. And Father, we thank you for dwelling among us, for walking among us, Father. And we will give you all honor and praise as our will lines up with your will. and you give us perfect peace, for you are our God of peace. It's in Yeshua's matchless name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Yavaraka Yehovah Vishmareka. Ye'er Yehovah Panav Elaka Vihuneka. Isa Yehovah Panav Elaka Vishem Leka Shalom. May the peace of Yehovah shine upon you. May he cause his countenance and his face to shine upon you and give you perfect peace, for he is the God of peace. Shalom.